place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, another solo mission edition of the Fade 5 podcast. We're going region by region, and we're going to the Midwest now in this year's NCAA tournament. Let's not waste a second of time and pour us a shot. And the opening shot, I love Troy, +10.5. Against the Kentucky Wildcats in round one at a -110 juice there, available at BetMGM. Troy is not exactly lights out offensively. They're actually kind of woeful, number 256 in the EFG offense, but man, are they stiff and stout defensively. They're in those annoying gnats at a picnic outside in like the middle of June or July. Number five in EFGD, they're only giving up 42.5%. From inside the arc and 30.1% outside of it in their last 10 games. Yeah, it's Kentucky. Kentucky can absolutely score, but this Troy team is fabulous on the offensive glass. They're generating a second chance opportunity on 38% of their possessions over the last month. And where does Kentucky have its biggest weakness? It's inside and really on defense in general. Number 279 in EFGD and inside in terms of 2-point percentage defense, number 345 in the nation, folks. They're giving up 57.2%. From inside the arc over the last 30 days. Pretty good on the defensive glass, which will be key when trying to block out and box out the Troy in that relentless attack and trying to get that second chance opportunity. And so it's going to have to be really on Amari Williams, Andrew Carr. Those guys got to do some serious work. The status of Lamont Butler, he's likely going to play, but how healthy is he really with that dinged wing? Who knows? We know that Jackson Robinson is out for the entire NCAA tournament. Sure, Kentucky is an absolute bucket in terms of lighting up the scoreboard. They can smoke it at times. Number 60 in EFG offense in the last 30 days are shooting over 55% from two and 36% from three, but 10.5 points, a little bit too much for me. I think Troy keeps it in single figures. So give me the Trojans at +10.5, taking on those Wildcats on a -110 juice there at BetMGM. Totally awesome, baby. What is my favorite over under in round number one? I'm going to live in a land down under on what seems like a teeny tiny itsy bitsy microscopic total. But I think it's too high. I'm going to take the under in Houston and SIUE, 126.5. I think SIUE is going to be lucky to get out of the 40s in this game. Houston may hang 65 or 70, but I think this game is going to finish around 118, 19, 120 maybe. And it's at a -110 juice there at BetMGM. So a pretty decent value overall based on my assessment. You look at Houston this season, number two overall in Torvik the last 30 days. They're one of the slowest teams in the country, and number 352. We know the name of the game under Calvin Sampson. What they do is they bop you in the mouth repeatedly. They just continuously are on the attack. A team that is number 26 in EFGD over the last 10 games, only giving up 46.4% from inside the arc and 30.4% from outside of it. They forced a ton of turnovers as well. Nearly over 20% of opponent possessions result in an unforced error. SIUE, also really a pretty good defensive team. I saw them play earlier this season against my ILL and also against Indiana. They hung tough that Indiana game because they play a pretty respectable defense in the half court. Number 78. And EFGD over the last 10 games, they're only giving up 46.6% inside the arc, 33.7% outside of it. They play at a slower tempo as well, not as slow as Houston, but they're going to live in the half court, and there's going to be a lot of shot clock drains, I feel, in this game. So give me the under in Houston, SIUE, 126.5 and a -110 juice there at BetMGM. Let's tell a Cinderella story, and I think it's with High Point, the Panthers from North Carolina. They're taking on the Purdue Boilermakers, and it's not boiler up, it's boiler you know where down as a result. And that's exactly what has happened in the opening line. It opened High Point +10.5. It's now a +8.5. Some shops at +8. I'd still take the +8, +8.5, wherever you can get it. I think High Point's going to keep this possibly within a single possession. They have a really good shot of springing the upset as well. Why? Purdue didn't play any defense at all over the last month. They're number 341 in EFGD. They're giving up 63.3% from two, folks. Much better from outside. They're actually challenging shots. Again, those arms up along the perimeter, but inside, you can beat them off the bounce. This High Point team has got depth. They got athletes, and they really score inside. 59.9% from two, as a matter of fact, is what they have converted over their last 10 games. So number 34 in EFG offense as well. So in a game, it's going to be a track meet, going to be a high-scoring affair. Defense going to be highly optional, I think, really, for both squads. Give me High Points. Maybe win a game, possibly win another game over the winner of Clemson and McNeese. I know McNeese got to be a really popular pick. They were let down the first round last year. Could be let down against what I feel is an underappreciated Clemson team. But I think High Point has the best chance of wearing a glass slipper. Let's go with the value feature. It's the Gonzaga Bulldogs, 8-1 to make the Final Four, according to BetMGM. This is my gut bracket, folks. Again, you can see it all in score details there on thegamingjuice.com. I don't charge you a dime. It's absolutely free. So please sign up for an account and you get access to what I'm thinking. I got the Zags making the Elite Eight. So, yeah, I got knocking off Houston. I think Houston is vulnerable. We'll see about the health and status of Juwan Roberts, the Cougars' supreme and really indispensable rim protector. But the Zags have been advanced metrics darlings. And this numbers nerd is going to go out and follow that data. They're a team that's pretty much been locked inside the top 15 in Torvik all season long. Over the last seven games, they're number seven in Torvik during that stretch. 39 adjusted tempo, 27 EMG offense, 35 in EMG defense. A supreme, spectacular balance. They don't turn the ball over, and they force a ton of turnovers as well on 19.3% of opponent possessions. Got experience guard play there in Nemhard. Ben Gregg's guy, gives you inside, outside. They got the great, maybe the greatest post presence out west, in my opinion. And Graham Ike, the Wyoming transfer, has got some sweet pivot moves. Kiss off the glass often. Decent little spot up game with a J as well. Baby hook action. Like, he's all over the place. They're in the paint. So I like the Zags quite a bit. Maybe this is it for Mark Few as well. That could be added motivation as being baked in. But 8-1 seems like a really good value for them to get to the Final Four. Again, I got them in the Elite Eight, which means the region winner, I think, is the Tennessee Volunteers. I grabbed them at like plus 250 to make the Final Four at BetMGM on Monday. And I'm sticking to my guns there. Look, I understand it's Rick Barnes, and you're like, Rick Barnes always lets us down in March. I get it. That's a narrative. It's kind of tired and played out. But I take everything on a case-by-case basis. This Tennessee team has kind of flipped the script in terms of its identity. Early this season, they were leaning on defense. Now they're leaning on offense. The defense, not nearly as good. But still a team that is a force to reckon with. And if they tighten the screws defensively, get back to what they were showing earlier in the season, they're going to be the squad to beat. And what I feel is going to be the most upside-down region in this year's NCAA tournament. I love Zakai Ziegler, one of the best point guards in the country, facilitator, staunch defender, get to the rim, attack it, kiss out of glass, and score. Mayshak, we know what he has done in money situations, the end of games. Same with Jordan Ganey. Ganey's not shot the ball well from outside, but he is a dynamite scorer getting downhill. And, of course, Chazen here. All that guy does is get buckets everywhere, especially from the three-point arc. Milicic is deadly inside and outside. They got dudes. They got scores. It's got to play better defense here down the stretch to match what the offense has evolved into. I like the Tennessee Volunteers to make it to San Antonio when they know what salsa tastes like for you old Pace Picante fans. Those old school commercials from back in the day. So Tennessee is my pick in the Midwest to make it to the Riverwalk in San Antonio. That's a wrap on this edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Please drop us a rating and a review. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Merry March Madness.